A letter from the AFP, a letter requesting finger and palm prints from ABC journalists Dan Oakes and Sam Clark. It was written on April the 1st, though it was no April Fool's joke. It arrived 6 weeks before the raid on the ABC's Sydney headquarters. Now, ABC's head of investigative journalism, who live-tweeted that raid in its entirety, is questioning what such a request, what that means for the future of investigative journalism. And you can read his analysis on this story online. Head to the abc.net.au/news homepage. John Lyons, he's the executive editor of ABC News and the ABC head of investigative journalism. He joins us. John, welcome back.
Hi, Jonathan.
Attempts made to fingerprint two journalists, Sam Clark, Dan Oakes. Were those attempts successful?
The two journalists involved aren't revealing for legal reasons their response to that letter because it's still very much a live issue. They face possible charges, so we're being very careful what we say. But as you say, that letter from on April the 1st this year from the Australian Federal Police said that we would like to take finger and palm prints. So to me, that indicates that yet again, we're moving down that road towards criminalising journalists. When you add to that the fact that the AFP then asked Qantas for the travel details of one of those two journalists, Dan Oakes, this is the sort of thing that I think you get the fingerprints from someone who you suspect may have burgled a house. But to be doing this sort of thing to journalists, as well as the Sydney Morning Herald revelation last week that they made 60 accesses to metadata of journalists, we're really seeing that, you know, where this is going.
It's hard to read any imputation from that other than the possibility of criminal charges is hanging over those two men.
You know, we've had people like the highest law officer in the land, the Attorney General Christian Porter, saying 2 or 3 weeks ago that, look, the journalists, I'm disinclined to see them prosecuted. And we've seen people in the government
seriously disinclined, in fact.
Yeah, that's right. Seriously disinclined, and that the journalists themselves were not suspects. This letter of April the 1st makes absolutely clear that these journalists were suspects. It specifically refers to two alleged offences against them, one under the Crimes Act of 1914 and one under the Defence Act of 1903. So they were looking at offences that they had allegedly committed under the Crimes Act that was drawn up during the First World War. Now, if this is not moving into absurd and dangerous territory, I don't know what is.
And we have a gap here too in the ministerial rhetoric, Christian Porter, as you say, saying he'd be seriously disinclined to approve prosecutions. Peter Dutton, on the other hand, the head of the Home Affairs Department, saying there could be a case to answer, that no one is above the law.
That's right. I think there's an intriguing battle going on, if you like, or a difference within, certainly of public utterances between those two senior ministers. And Christian Porter initially said, you know, look, it's not about journalists. I'm disinclined, seriously disinclined to see them prosecuted. Peter Dutton has been strong on this the whole time, and then Christian Porter has since walked away from that and said that when he made that comment, he wasn't apprised of all the information. But one thing that I've done today is looked at the timeline of a remarkable week that week. On Monday, June 3rd, an official from Peter Dutton's Home Affairs Department called 2GB's Ben Fordham in Sydney and demanding to know a source of a story. The next day, June the 4th, the AFP, who ultimately answer to Peter Dutton, raided the home of Annika Smethurst in Canberra and spent 7 hours going through her entire home, including her clothes and underwear drawer and everything. The next day, June the 5th, the AFP, who, as I said, answer to Peter Dutton, armed officers turned up and raided the ABC and downloaded 9,214 documents. And then the next day, as I revealed today on the website of the ABC, the AFP was planning to raid News Corporation headquarters in Sydney. So my question would be, why this flurry of activity suddenly in that week? You know, what was going on that required all of these different operations to suddenly occur against the media?
RN Drive, interestingly, reached out to the AFP requesting comment this afternoon, and they said they can't comment on an ongoing investigation. Does that phrasing give you any sense of concern?
Look, I can understand, and look, I want to emphasise too that, you know, we do take national security, legitimate issues of national security, very seriously. There's been terrorism around the world. We're living in pretty tough times. Australia's technically on a high alert for terrorism. We in the media, not just the ABC, but I think generally if the Age newspaper or the ABC or anybody else got a tip off about a planned terrorism operation, I don't know a single editor or presenter in the country who wouldn't seek to alert the law enforcement officers about that immediately, because we are part of the community. We don't want to see somebody's life injured or killed. Or
but the leaking of top secret material, that's a different case?
Well, I think that the government is often, the government agencies are using classifications, they're overly classifying things almost automatically. From people I talk to, they just stamp things with secret or top secret, basically almost as insurance. The two stories that are in question here that prompted these raids, neither of them jeopardise security. One, the Afghan files on 7:30 and on the website was historical. It was about things that the special forces of Australia, the Australian Army, may have done in Afghanistan some years previously. There was no threat to anybody's security.
What happens next?
I think what happens next is the ABC challenges the warrant, and I think that the media groups, for the first time, News Corporation, Nine stroke Fairfax, and the ABC, I've never seen them united like this, Jonathan, in our determination to protect not just journalists, but more importantly, the person out there who sees something corrupt or rotten going on in their local council, in their hospital, in their parent teachers association, at the high school, who thinks that's just wrong and I want the media to know about it. In my view, if you are revealing corrupt or malfeasance or wrong behaviour, you should be protected in a civilised democracy.
John Lyons, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jonathan.
John Lyons, executive editor of ABC News, ABC head of investigative journalism. On Drive, we're about to hear an extraordinary story of Australian history.